Every single person that you virtually preach the gospel to, if you said, do you believe in Jesus? They'll say yes before you even showed up. Okay. And isn't that the way you get saved, is believing in Jesus? So there's some kind of a communication gap here, right? And I don't want to constantly reiterate how you believe in Jesus through all these stages and way before I get to this point where I'm going to explain to them, because they don't get it yet. They're speaking a different language than you are. And let me prove this to you for a second, but go to Ephesians chapter 1. What do we mean by believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, or to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? We mean to trust, okay? Now, if I looked up the word believe in the dictionary, the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, you know a word is not used to explain the word believe ever? Trust. Let me give you the definition of believe according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary: to accept something as true. Well, how many people don't accept that Jesus is a person? I mean, atheists will accept that that's true, okay? So when you say believe in Jesus, a lot of times that's what they think you mean by that. Or to consider to be true. They don't even say it is true. They say you just think that it's true. Or to accept the word or evidence of, to hold an opinion, to suppose. So when you use the word believe, in their mind, they could be thinking, well, I'm pretty sure that Jesus exists. That could be literally what they think when they say they believe in Jesus. Is that going to save you? I think that Jesus might be real. No. So we have to make a clear distinction between what the Bible is saying about believing in Jesus Christ and what most people think the word believe means. Now, this is how I differentiate these two. I say believe does not mean exists. Believe means trusts. And I think it's important to show them clear example. Look at verse 13. It says, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also after that ye believed. Now, I don't show them that verse, but we have to understand that to believe means to trust. That's what the Bible clearly teaches. And so I give three examples. And I don't use all three. These are three different examples that I've used at this point. So I've already proven that we're sinners deserving of hell. I preached the gospel to this person. I told them that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, rose again. And I say, does everybody automatically go to heaven? And they say, no. And I say, so it depends on something, doesn't it? And they say, yes. And this is what I do. I remind them of what they said at the door that was wrong. And I have not told them what the right answer is yet, outside of just saying the Bible says it's by faith alone at the door. But I didn't really explain to them what that means. So I'll say, well, when I first asked you, you said it was getting baptized. You said that it was going to church. You said it was being a good person. And since you haven't contrasted anything, they're going to just say, yeah, that is what I believe. Yeah, well, let's see what the Bible says. Acts chapter 16, it says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. See how that's different than what you said? See how it's saying something different than just, it's just by faith here? Now, what it means to believe, it means that it's not that you believe that God exists or the Lord Jesus Christ exists. It means that you're trusting in him. So this is the number one example that I use, and I'm going to show you a couple others. I say this: we all believe cops exist, right? Do you trust every single cop? And look, this is above the 95% acceptance rate, okay, of them saying no, they do not trust every single cop. And so then I'll say, this is the exact same difference with God. Many people believe that Jesus Christ exists, but they're not trusting him to get to heaven. And I say, let me make this plain. If I told you I'm going to heaven because I'm a good person, go to church, and I'm using what they said, okay, remind you again, whatever it is that they said, does it sound like I'm trusting Jesus or myself? And they say, yourself. Now they understand what it means to believe in Jesus. This is one of the most important steps of preaching the gospel, because they already get all this, and these things are important too, but this understanding the difference between believing that Jesus exists and it means to put your trust in Jesus Christ is the most important aspect of preaching the gospel, in my opinion. Because that's just something that they don't get yet. That's something that they haven't figured out. Here's my second way that I can articulate this. If there's a tall building and you're at the top of it, it's on fire, there's no escape. But a fireman comes down along and he says, if you jump down, I'll catch you and save you. Do you believe in me? Is the fireman asking, do you believe I exist? Or is he saying, trust me, I'll catch you? And they're like, trust me, I'll catch you. And I said, that's the same thing with the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not asking you for to acknowledge that he exists. He's wanting you to put all your trust in him to save you from going to hell. And then you could grow back into what I just said. So if I said I'm going to heaven because I'm a good person and go to church and live a good life, is that me trusting in what Jesus did or what I'm doing? And it's like what you're doing. Here's my third way that I articulate that. Hey, I need to go across town. And I say, hey, I need to get over there. I believe in you to get me there. I say, who's going to drive? And they say, I am. And I said, what if I just get in my car and just drive by myself? Am I really believing in you? Am I trusting in you to get me there? And they're like, no. I said, the same way with Jesus Christ. If I say that I believe in him, but I'm really not trusting his death, burial, and resurrection to get me there, am I really trusting in him? Now, I just gave you three different examples in what, like 2 minutes? People take a long time in this section, too, to explain what the Bible's saying. And I've seen people, they say, all you have to do to be saved is to believe in Jesus, not the other stuff. And they say, oh, I believe in Jesus. And they say, well, if someone commits murder, are they going to go to hell? And they're like, yeah. No, I said, the Bible says all you have to do is believe in Jesus. And they're like, well, I believe in Jesus. And they're like, well, no, you don't believe in Jesus. And they're like, yeah, I do believe in Jesus. Well, you just said if they go to hell, if someone commits murder, they're going to go to hell. Yeah, because that's what I believe. And they're like, but you just have to believe in Jesus. And it's like, they don't know that you're making a difference between trust and believing that Jesus exists. You have to speak a different language to them. Otherwise, they're not going to understand or get it.